Thanks for joining us, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you aboard the Good Stuff program with Mike and Kim. And just a reminder, discovering the gems of the Sandhills, discover the wonders of the night sky here in the area. Experience the breathtaking beauty of the night sky at Merritt Reservoir in the Sandhills. It's a state recreation area and certified as an international dark sky park. Now, coming up, the Nebraska Star Party this year is July 12th through the 17th. Go to NebraskaStarParty.org and find more details or a link at VisitValentine.org.
And were you talking about Tri-State Livestock News?
No, not yet. I was waiting for you to tell us.
Oh, well, I thought I heard you say something about Tri-State Livestock News. Maybe you were talking about the fact that they're the heart of American agriculture, that they revel in the wisdom, that they have articles that cover all types, all topics, all subjects of ranch life. Maybe that's what I heard. Anyway, Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out, okay? It's TSLN.com, and it's what ranchers read. That ought to tell you all of it right there. I have something that Jim Thompson sent to the Good Stuff.
The Jim Thompson, okay.
Sent to the Good Stuff.
Good for him.
Yes, the originator. Jim. The originator of the Good Stuff. South Dakota might be one of the most geographically underestimated states in America because somehow this one state said, what if I combined endless prairie, granite mountains, badlands that look like Mars, blizzards, cowboy towns, giant tourist motorcycles, buffalo traffic jams, and enough wind to physically challenge your steering wheel? And somehow it actually works. South Dakota doesn't feel like one state. It feels like three completely different worlds connected by pickup trucks, gas station coffee, and people casually saying, yeah, the weather gets a little weird sometimes. Eastern South Dakota suddenly turns into giant farmland stretching forever, tiny towns every 30 miles, grain elevators visible from orbit, lakes hidden across the prairie, and roads so straight they start affecting your perception of reality.
I can relate to that.
Indeed. Then Sioux Falls enters the chat, like construction everywhere at all times, enough chain restaurants to feed Nebraska, traffic that locals call terrible while moving 14 miles per hour slower than usual, and somebody definitely driving 85 in a lifted pickup during freezing rain. Now let's talk Central South Dakota. Central South Dakota becomes rolling prairie hills, lonely highways under huge skies, cattle standing around like unpaid security guards, old diners with coffee strong enough to restart your nervous system, and enough wind to spiritually relocate your vehicle. Now, Western South Dakota suddenly says, actually, we're a national park now, because out there it becomes the Black Hills appearing out of nowhere. Pine forests hiding winding mountain roads. The Badlands look completely illegal. Giant buffalo casually blocking traffic, and Mount Rushmore sitting there like, yeah, this is normal. Meanwhile, Sturgis enters once a year and transforms the entire region into motorcycles everywhere. Leather jackets visible from space. Traffic held together by pure patience. And one guy revving his Harley for absolutely no reason at 2 a.m. And South Dakota weather operates entirely on prairie survival logic. One random 54-degree afternoon hits and suddenly the entire state starts wearing shorts immediately, grilling outside in March, opening every window in the house and saying, winter's basically over. It is not over. Because 8 hours later, snow returns sideways, black ice appears out of nowhere, prairie winds hit 60 miles an hour, and somebody near Rapid City is still digging out a truck in April. And somehow, despite all the chaos, South Dakota still feels peaceful. Prairie sunsets, Black Hills forests, quiet lakes, empty highways, small town diners, campfires under giant skies, thunderstorms rolling across the open prairie. Snow falling over ranch country, buffalo moving through fog at sunrise. It's one of the only states where you can drive for hours through farmland, prairie, mountains, forest, badlands, and tiny towns and still somehow feel connected to the same quiet Great Plains survival instinct. Again, it's South Dakota, and its geography might be underestimated.
Thanks to Jim Thompson for sending that in to the Good Stuff.